Hi, and welcome to The Midlife Feast, the podcast for women who are hungry for more in this season of life. I'm your host, Dr. Jen Salib Huber. Come to my table, listen and learn from me, trusted guest experts in women's health, and interviews with women just like you. Each episode brings to the table juicy conversations designed to help you feast on midlife. Hey there. So I'm going to take a little break from my regular schedule of guest experts and story sessions to bring you a special 5-day midlife undieting series. So these are going to be short little episodes, definitely under 10 minutes. Some of them will even be under 5, just meant to kind of tap into some of the conversations that I've been having with people over the last month, it seems, as we get ready to kind of go back out into the world after 2 years in a pandemic. So just to kind of give a bit of context to this, I'm recording this in May of 2022. So if you're listening to this at some point in the future, this may not be relevant. But if you're listening to it now and you're feeling a little maybe uncomfortable in your body, maybe that's a new feeling, maybe it's not a new feeling. Maybe you're starting to get out your summer clothes or your winter clothes, depending where you live, or maybe you're just getting ready to go back into a work environment and you're just not feeling good in your body. Maybe you've developed some health concerns or conditions, but whatever it is, if you're like so many of the people that I've been talking to recently, there has been a renewed urgency to, quote, get back on track. And so I thought that I would do this kind of 5-day series just to introduce you to some of the things that I'd like you to keep in mind, especially if you're trying to shift your relationship with food and your relationship with your body to one that is a little bit more intuitive, maybe a little bit kinder, and is maybe based on goals around health instead of only weight. So I'm calling this the Midlife Undieting series, and today is the first episode. And what we're going to be talking about today is understanding the desire for weight loss. So I posted something on Instagram, I think it was this week. It was in my newsletter last week. It was talking about this desire for weight loss and why what we think we actually want isn't what we want. So if you're familiar with the diet cycle, the desire for weight loss or the desire to lose weight is step one of the diet cycle. If you're not familiar with the diet cycle, this is the series of predictable events that happens when we engage in the pursuit of intentional weight loss. So why is it predictable? Because what happens when we restrict food or we try to micromanage the calorie in, calorie out equation indefinitely, is that it's never sustainable. So if you're a chronic dieter, you probably know this. You have probably started and stopped a diet, a plan, a lifestyle change hundreds of times. You know, we have some data that the average 45-year-old woman has been on 61 diets, which really only translates into 2 a year. So that's not that much. But the diet cycle always looks like this. Step one is something triggers the desire for weight loss. So that may be related to health. That may be related to how you feel in your clothes. Whatever it is, there's a desire for weight loss. And you begin by restricting food, controlling food, following a set of rules, starting on a plan. And initially, that feels really exciting. Initially, that feels like you're doing something. But after a while, it becomes harder and harder to maintain to the level required in order to get the results that you're looking for. And we start to feel deprived. And our brain does not like to feel deprived. That's coming up in a couple of days. So if you want more information on the mindset around deprivation, definitely tune in a couple of days. But what happens when we start to feel deprived is that it becomes harder and harder and harder to keep following the rules. And eventually, we give in or give up. And even that brings some relief at first, but then we're right back to where we started, feeling bad about ourselves, feeling bad about our bodies. and starting the diet all over again. For some people, this starts on a weekly basis every Monday. For some, it's seasonal. For some, it's a few times a year. But whatever it is, that cycle is happening over and over again. So in order to get out of the diet cycle and focus on the behaviors that you can add in for reasons other than just weight loss, you have to dig a little bit deeper into why you want to lose weight. And like I said, for some it's because of health reasons, for others it's because they're trying to get back into a body size or shape that they associate with feeling good in their bodies. And for others, it's just a numbers game. They don't like seeing the number on the scale. But the thing that they all have in common, they want to be healthy and they want to be happy and they want to just feel at peace. With not just food, with kind of everything. They just want to figure this food thing out. And that may happen if you lose weight, but it's probably not because you lost weight. And you don't have to lose weight or focus on a number to get there. So tune in tomorrow where I'm going to be talking about three of the beliefs that you need to change to get out of the diet cycle. Hey there. Thanks so much for tuning in to this episode of The Midlife Feast. You can find a link to my group program, Beyond the Scale, and anything else that I've got on the go in the show notes. You can also find a link to download my free Menopause Nutrition for Undieters guide, which includes some of my favorite recipes to help you implement gentle nutrition. And as always, come hang out with me on Instagram at menopause.nutritionist. It's where I love to connect with people who are in this stage of life and are looking to try different instead of harder.